Hi, you have just entered the healing room where you are going to get straight talk, no chaser. This is a mindful perspective on healing and elevation in faith, business, relationship, and yes, self. I'm MC Melissa Klein, and you're in the right place at the right time. Come on in.
Come on in, come on in, come on in. Hey girl, I am so excited for today's meditation here in the healing room, and I am so thrilled that you are here with me today. Today's meditation is going to be all about taking a time of reflection, and we're going to be doing a deep, refreshing, cleansing, and restorative meditation on reflections. The things that we're going to be reflecting on today in our meditation is, what is God calling you to do in this time? No matter what journey or walk of life you're in regards to your faith, there truly is only one God. And there's a lot of voices going on right now in social media, maybe saying that now is a great time to lose weight, or now is a great time to start a business, or now is a great time to get more clients, or now is a great time to binge this or watch that. And there's a lot of ideas circling around, and it's great for you to just get in alignment with yourself. Take a time of restoration and meditation and connect with God and say, God, what sweet words, what kind words, what loving words do you have for me and for my life? I'm so excited to embark upon this meditation. And if you're new here in the healing room, welcome. We are so glad that you're joining in. Remember, during COVID-19, this is going to be a meditation series that continues. And I'm happy that you're here because we truly are all in this together, from the United States to Kenya to Brazil to Australia to China to Japan, all around the world. We're here in the healing room together. And this time of restoration, I pray, is a blessing to your life and is peace for your soul. So normally we start out with a little bit of spoken word to kind of clear our mind from all the distractions of the world and all of the to-dos that may be on our list. And right after that 1 minute of spoken word poetry, we go directly into our meditation. So without further ado, let's get started with a little bit of spoken word.
Let love flow and overflow. Let your joyful rain down into this temple. Let forgiveness live here, leading restoration and healing, Yahweh worshiping in a David-like praise. May I adorn my life with the better things, letting go of insecurities and being mindful that we are royalty. Let peace, be the blood that flows through our veins. May peace be the blood that flows through your veins.
Thank you for allowing me to share that spoken word piece with you. I pray that it's opened your heart, your mind, and allowed a little bit of space to be there for this restorative meditation. So, this is my pledge. I am committed to not being overcritical of myself or living in condemnation, but just taking this opportunity to self-reflect for healing and meditation, so that I can live a life of freedom. That is my commitment, and that is my healing pledge. And I hope that you make that pledge with me as we begin. Your hands are free. This is something where you wouldn't be driving or watching children. You're completely available to just focus on you in this time, where you can take your attention off of other things and really focus on you. Your hands are in your lap or resting lightly on your knees. Your shoulders are releasing from your ears. You are relaxing the muscles in your face, sitting or lying down, whichever is most comfortable. And you're finding your place of meditation, the position, the posture that feels good to you, to be able to just sit still for a very short, very brief time, around 10 minutes, give or take. Steady your breathing. Relax your body. And if you're a very analytical thinker, take two fingers and touch your lips. This simple act can help to slow the body down a bit and for you to get more in touch with your feelings, moving deeper into the body and moving out of the head. This is great for someone who's a serious thinker or very analytical. And I use this simple exercise from time to time, taking my two fingers, touching my lips. Gives you an opportunity to get down into the body. and release some of those thoughts. Let's take a breath together. As you take each breath, continuing to take deep breaths, as you continue to take each breath, you're going deeper and deeper into a place of peace and stillness. As you take each breath, continuing to inhale and exhale, you're going deeper and deeper into a place of resting. As you take each breath deeper and deeper, you're going into a place where there is nothing but light and joy. It reminds you of your favorite season, whether it's spring, summer, winter, or fall. You picture your favorite season, and each breath pulls you deeper into that place of beauty, of peace, and there's an inner stillness within. I'm going to share this quote with you, and remember, this is going to be a time of reflection. And in this restorative meditation, the more you allow my words to guide you into reflection, the more you will see what is there for you in your practice of meditation. This quote is from Proverbs 16 and 24. And it says this: pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. Pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. Allow those words to rest deeper and deeper into you as you consider what pleasant words God has for your life. Now, before you require yourself to think on any specific thing, action, season, doing, just breathe and contemplate what a pleasant word feels like, smells like, tastes like, sounds like. What does a pleasant word feel like, smell like, sound like, taste like? I'm going to give you another interpretation of the same quote. Sayings of pleasantness are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bone. Sayings of pleasantness are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bone. So we're in a moment going to ask God what pleasant words he has for us, but right now we're just going to envision in our mind's eye, as our eyes are closed and our jaw is loose, facial expressions are light, our faces relax, our shoulders are away from our ears, and we're breathing into our belly. What does a sweet word taste like? What does a sweet word sound like? What does a sweet word feel like? I want you to answer these thoughts in your body. Feel them, taste them, smell them. And you may notice that they hit different areas. Maybe your tongue, maybe your belly, maybe your shoulder. Maybe when you think of a sweet word, you think of a hand grazing just past your right cheek. Take a breath and envision that as I give you a different translation. Kind words are like honey, sweet to the soul and healthy for the body. Kind words are like honey, sweet to the soul and healthy for the body. What does a word of honey look like? What does a word of honey taste like? What does a word of honey smell like? What does a word of honey feel like? This is a new way to look at your time with yourself and a time with God. This is a new opportunity to see your time with yourself and what it might look like, feel like, smell like to take time with God. As we venture into this next step of our restorative meditation by offering an internal prayer. And sometimes that internal prayer can be just as simple as, God, what pleasant word do you have for me today? Just that simple. But before we ask that question, I want you to wiggle your toes just a little bit. Whether they're in your shoes or not, wiggle your toes. Take your head and lean it back and draw one circle around, going to the left all the way around and back up. And one circle going to the right all the way around, just rolling your head all the way around and back up very simply, very easily. Take your shoulders, raise them up, and slowly allow them to fall down. And think of your shoulders as thick, sweet honey. So as you allow your shoulders to fall down, envision the honey falling down with them, encompassing your body in a sweetness like you've never smelt, like you've never felt, like you've never tasted, like you've never seen before. You are now being wrapped in honey as it falls down from your shoulders down your body. Take a breath. Feel it, smell it, taste it, hear it, see it. Exhale. Inhale, feel it. Smell it, taste it, see it. Exhale into that vision. With your eyes closed, go deep into your belly and begin your internal prayer. Dear God, what pleasant words do you have for me today? This is your mantra, your internal prayer. And you can say, what sweet words, what pleasantries. This is your question to ask God. Deep into your belly as your eyes are closed and you're breathing effortlessly. Ask God, what pleasant words do you have for me today? And with an open heart and an open mind, we will listen. And whether it comes right away or whether it visits you another time this week, we're going to take this space and this place for listening. So as the music continues, internally be asking yourself, dear God, what pleasant words do you have for me today? Continue asking that internally and breathing. And also you may say it out loud if that resonates with your practice. And I will be back after just a brief moment that we take of stillness, listening and asking. I hope you've enjoyed this time of meditation. I hope that it has been a blessing asking that question in that way, in this space with us here in the healing room. I'm going to share that quote with you one more time. And I want it to be something that you keep with you. So I'll be sure to place this quote in the show notes so you can look back at it and read it for yourself. It's from Proverbs 16 and 24. Pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. Pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and held to the bones. That peace, that sweetness is something I truly believe God wants for you to have in your life, to experience that. And this isn't a doing. This isn't an action. This isn't a, if you don't go do this, you're not this, or if you don't make it by this time, you're not this, or this is not a doing, some action that qualifies you. This is a state. This is an opportunity. This is a sweetness. And I have one request, that you take this state of sweetness that you shared with us here in the healing room, and more importantly, that you had with God in this time, and that you take it with you when you connect with people on social media and online, or when you call your loved ones, or if you're married, with your spouse, if you have children, with your children, or any adults in your household, even your pets, even if you're working. Take it with you when you leave out for the day, for yourself and for those that you work with. These pleasantries, the sweetness, I'm telling you, is one of the most beautiful parts of life, one of many. So as you embody it, share it as you communicate. I hope this COVID-19 meditation has blessed your life. I'm MC. I'm a coach and practitioner. And if you would like to schedule your clarity call with me, everyone in the healing room gets one absolutely free clarity call. I would love to do that. Just a time of meditation together. And we focus on what is in your life that might need healing or answers or focus. So that link is in the show notes. So I pray that this blessed your life. And please subscribe. Click that subscribe button and give us a 5-star review if it's on your heart to do. The more people who share this time with us during this season, the better. We're all in this together. So, without further ado, I look forward to seeing you right back here next week in the healing room. I am so glad that you decided to step into the healing room today. If you heard something that inspired you or encouraged you, would you mind hitting the subscribe button? I would love to continue this dialogue throughout the year and share my journey as you share your journey with me over at mcwrites.com. Let's stay connected there as well and give it a 5-star review if it's on your heart to do. I would love that. Sharing it with your community on social media and in person, it's just all about passing along good thoughts, positive vibes, journeys, and stories so we all heal and grow together. I hope you feel what I'm saying. I hope you dig where I'm going with this. I don't just want this to be a podcast. I want it to be a community. I want it to be a safe space, a room where we can all heal. That's all for now. I'm MC, and thank you for entering the healing room.